11th of the 11th, RN remembers. Readings of World War I letters and diaries from the collection of the Library of New South Wales.
Norman Lee Pierce. June 24th. I never saw such an unusual growth of vegetation as I have seen today. We haven't had much to eat the last 24 hours and no money to buy anything. We have a twilight here until about 9 p.m. So far, I haven't been particularly struck with French feminine beauty. There are some awfully pretty girls, but on the whole, don't come up to Australians. Most of them are in mourning and, of course, looking sad, but bearing up brightly. We got into Valence about dusk. I suppose this is where the famous lad comes from. June 25th. This day was the most beautiful I've seen. We stopped at a place named Les Lombes Elysées for picnic lunch. The girls gave us a great cheerio. Since leaving there, it has been raining continually. Later on, we passed through a place called Tonnerre, the quaintest little town I've ever seen. About 7:30 p.m. We are now in Sens. We had tea at a place called Montenon. June 25th. The parson has just told me that about AD 375, there was a meeting of all the bishops of the world in Arles, so it must be at least 1,600 years old. One thing is very noticeable here, and that is that the war so far doesn't seem to have prevented the country from getting into crops. In another noticeable fact is the orderliness of everything. I suppose France has the best engineers in the world. Nothing seems to be out of place, everything being done with a system. We are getting great reception along the whole route. One little girl asked us if we liked to be going to the front, and we were able to give a response, yes. Whereupon she informed us that, vous êtes grands hommes et bravo. I overheard a chap who was leaning out of the window admiring the country say, in a stage whisper, as though he was ashamed to admit it, and the acknowledgement seemed to be forced out of him, well, this country knocks the Hawkesbury into a cocked hat.